This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardener. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do apologize this morning. We're having some technical difficulties. My wife's on her phone trying to get it fixed as well at the same time here. Just no internet connection at all in my house. And I'll tell you what, this isn't as big of a deal where I can sit on the phone. It's where upstairs, where the kids can't watch TV right now and watch their Sunday morning cartoons. That's where it's going on. Anyways, Joshua, you're still with us. We were talking right at the end about
the blueberry bush,
right? The blueberry bush. I apologize.
Out quite a bit. So now, I guess my real question is, I guess how far do I want to be away from the plant with this netting?
So not very far. I mean, you don't have to be
like a foot around so it still has room to grow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could do something along those lines. A lot of times the plant would grow through it if that's what it was. How many plants do you have?
Just one blueberry bush.
Okay. So, I mean, what I would look at doing, how tall is it right now?
It is just below 5 feet tall. I bought it last year, and it had like 200 blueberries on it, and then the birds got me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got me good. Because I like blueberries.
Definitely.
But now it's got so many on it right now. Like I said, I'm afraid that they, as soon as they start to turn color, they're going to be on it.
Yep. So basically, what I would look to do is almost create like a teepee over the blueberry bush, right? See if you can get a taller stake to go in the center, right? Not the center of the plant, because you don't want to put it in directly in the middle and affect any of the root system there. Just kind of to the side so that we can get some height to it. And then, kind of put the netting from the top there. And then pull a couple stakes out further so it's creating that teepee-like above it so that the birds will stay away from it. The thing is you want to make sure it kind of goes to the ground because, birds they can come right from the bottom and go around it, right? So that's why don't look at it and say, I'm just going to get the smallest one. Maybe think about it so you can drape it over and have some good space around it. Maybe put, three or four stakes on the outside so that you can kind of hold it down to, a space. And then it's easily accessible for yourself later on. I know of a few people who have a number of high bush blueberries, right? And they basically built a giant, tent around it with netting. So that it's basically a big, rectangle so that see, you know, they can walk in there and do all those things, make it easier because they have so many, right? Whereas if it was just one like you, you just kind of do it over the one. If you had like 10, 15, that's where it starts to make sense.
Okay, yes, yes, yes. Because I think I saw it at the local elementary school. They have a garden, and they have like a, I don't know, it's probably 30 feet long, this netting. And that's where I got the idea. We already know bunnies are a big problem on the Cape in Massachusetts, period. And they like to eat my New Guinea impatient leaves.
Yep.
Is it because of the moisture? Because it's a you know, good leaf. No.
Well, there,
I don't even know.
It's an easier leaf to chew.
Okay.
It's a, you know, more herbaceous.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that you see a little bit. It happened, right? You know, one product out there, if you're looking to kind of push them away and not harm them, kind of scare them,
right? Yeah, yeah. I don't want to mean that anymore.
Yeah, I have talked about a product called Rabbit Scram.
Yeah.
Right, so Rabbit Scram is a granular form, and you actually create a perimeter around it. And one of the reasons why I like it so much is most of the products, when we have rain or it gets watered, you have to reapply. This one actually wants you to water it in.
Oh.
Right. So the watering in will actually enhance the product. So it's a dried blood, but it's a very concentrated. It's a very concentrated dried blood to the point where it's like 40%, whereas most of the dried bloods are lower than that.
So
this one, you know, it wants to be watered in, so it will enhance it, and you make a perimeter. And I've heard great things in regards to keeping rabbits away.
Yeah, because they're all over my yard. There's probably a good 10 to 12 of them that come around every day. And they're sneaky sneaks. They come at night.
Oh, yeah. They kind of, they're stealth. You don't know when they're coming, then all of a sudden they're all there.
And then they're gone.
So,
you know, yeah, they're like little assassins. I did have one more question while I got you on the line.
Last year,
I took down, well, about a year and a half ago, I took down a roadie that was 12 feet tall. I took it down to 3 feet. And it still produced like three flowers. Should I put like some holly tone around that to give it some love?
Yeah, no, definitely. There's still time to do that because, you know, the temperatures have been so cool. We haven't had a lot of hot, so it's not, you know, not going to stress it out. So I would definitely do that if you have some time. You know,
yeah,
go right to the drip line of it. Yep.
Yep.
It's definitely worth doing. And then I would do it again at half the rate.
Do I just go around the water line, or do I get close to the trunk or around the water line?
So with the holly tone is one that you want to do on the drip line. So that, you know, however wide the plant is, right on those sides, that's where you're going to want to use it.
Okay. Do I water it in or no?
Yes. Definitely water it in, scratch it into the surface so that it gets into the, you know, gets into the soil, and then you water it right in, and let it do its thing. And then, you know, using a holly tone in the fall at half the rate is only going to help you for next year, to make it, even stronger.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And, well, that's fantastic. I think we've covered everything. We've been on the phone for half an hour. But
yeah, definitely.
hey, I wicked appreciate your help. I miss your dad. Happy Father's Day to Paul Pound as well. And thanks for coming on at 6 a.m. because I'm a worm catcher.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, Joshua. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I'll say it again. I apologize. We're having some internet connection issues here where my entire house has no internet. So that means no TV, no nothing for the little ones. And they love their Sunday morning cartoons. So it's we're borderline, keeping away from a riot up there. So that's why I'm downstairs hidden in the corner. Anyways, our phone number for everybody else who has some questions is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, hey, it's a bonus. I can kind of see the sun wanting to peek through some of the clouds where I am, but I don't think it's going to. I think it's going to just be mostly cloudy today. A little bit warmer than yesterday. Nice day to get outside and get some work done. Let's hope that that happens. So we'll keep on keeping on as time goes on. Anyways, phone number again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started, really. So hopefully we'll get this internet issue figured out. We'll keep you posted as time permits. But if you have questions, call us, 855-660-4261. We will be back in a few minutes.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Keep saying it, and I apologize. We having some technical difficulties here in the background where I do not have internet on my main computer, which is the one that runs everything on the radio. So I'm doing it from my phone, so I apologize. Anyways, we do have a call, so Daniel, who's up next?
We've got a Dick from Anderson, South Dakota, and he's got a question about his Montauk daisies.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, you've talked to me before about it, and I forgot what you said, to tell you the truth. I've separated my daisies. They're all doing well, and now they have some buds on them.
Yep.
But am I mistaken? Do I cut them back now and have them bloom in the fall? Is that?
Yes, you are right.
So just cut them in half?
Yeah, so you cut them by, by a third, maybe a little bit more.
Okay.
So that it can push the flowers until the fall. That way you're getting, a smaller plant so it doesn't get just overwhelming, and B, you really... getting that flower later on in the season instead of now, because it's meant to be blooming in the fall.
Okay, that's good, because my Shasta daisies and my Rebecca daisies, they're all blooming right now. And I am deadheading those. But now, is it okay if I go ahead and move one of these Montauk daisies? I'm going to have rain all this week in South Carolina. And I figure, and it's getting big, I need to probably move it. Is it okay to do it right now?
I think it would be fine as long as, you have that rain and all that. I think it's going to be okay. I think what's going on, too, is, the temperatures probably haven't gotten – well, you're in the southern parts. So it's not as crazy as we've been having.
Almost 90, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I would just worry about is if that heat picks right back up in a week or so, just make sure that you keep it watered. Make sure you get as big of a root ball as possible.
Right.
Right. That's, I think, the biggest thing, for your plant at this point, because we want to make sure that, the root system doesn't go into shock. So I'd also look at using like a, a biotone starter, right?
Okay.
Something to help get rid of, not get rid of, but to help.
Help, yeah.
Give nutrients to the soil, right?
Okay. Yeah, and how much do I use of that? I mean, are we talking about, you know, a couple of scoops?
It's not a lot. It's not a lot. Okay. It's not going to be a huge amount when it comes to, you know, each plant. It's probably going to be, I mean, I'd say for each maybe a tablespoon or more, a little bit more.
Great, great. Yeah, because I am going to plant it with some compost as well.
Perfect.
With the roots spread out. But that's good. You got time for another question?
Oh, I got plenty of time. Whatever you need.
Okay. What do you know about rose campion?
Okay,
the question is, do they reseed themselves, and how do you control them?
Okay. And you already have it in the house?
A friend, and boy, they're popping up everywhere, and I've been moving some of them to the, they're so tall, I've been moving to the back of the flower beds. But I still see more small plants before the spikes rise up, and they rise up about, 24 inches maybe?
Yeah.
And I really like it because it's a beautiful magenta or, you know, brilliant red, not orangey, but brilliant deep red. So it's a good counterpoint to the daisies, to phlox, and to coneflowers.
Yeah.
But now, as much as I like them, I'm wondering, how do I control them?
Well, so here's the funny thing, right? So this is one that self-seeds, right? It reseeds itself.
Right.
And so it's actually technically considered a biannual, and it's only supposed to bloom every other year. That being said, the reason why you'll see it every year is because of the fact that it reseeds itself and it's just in that stages. So there's a little bit more to this, and I have to hit a break, so I want you to hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit more about this plant for you, okay? So hang tight with me. Everyone else, phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. President Biden kicks off his 2024 campaign with a speech to union workers in Pennsylvania.
I'm more honored by your endorsement than you can imagine. Coming this early, it's going to make a gigantic difference in this campaign.
While in Philadelphia, he also toured by helicopter the massive damage to Interstate 95 caused after a tanker fire. USA's Jerry Barmash picks up the story.
Repairs to Interstate 95 in Philadelphia are expected to be expedited. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says it could be ready for riders within 2 weeks. A bridge collapsed on the roadway after a tanker truck fire a week ago. President Biden said Saturday it's vital to fast-track this emergency infrastructure.
I told the governor there's no more important project right now in the country as far as I'm concerned.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-6161. Before the break, we were talking with Dick in regards to his rose campion. And we were just going back and forth a little bit here, but the rose campion is a biannual. So it usually, right, will bloom every other year or every 2 years, right? And then kind of dies back and then goes, but they reseed themselves. So they're blooming every year, because of that. So it's just interesting to see what's happening. So what else was going on with them that we were discussing, Dick?
Well, that's, yeah, I've already seen small plants that, you know, are not going to bloom this year, but that will bloom next year. What happens if I try to trim them back to keep them about, you know, 12 inches high? If I cut them back early enough, will they rebud, or will they just kill everything?
Well, so they might rebud for you, right? If you get them early enough where they haven't formed a bud, that could be part of it, right? So I think you'd be okay there. So I wouldn't worry as much there. But I think, it's definitely something to try out with a few of them and say, let's see what happens.
Okay.
I think based on, you know, the plant and how it reseeds itself, et cetera, I think it's, it probably will have no problem just popping right back up at you. Cause it just kind of takes over. It's almost as aggressive as like a weed, like a, it's just the specific type weeds there that just take over.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you were absolutely right about that. But what I love about it is the color is so brilliant. I have a big backyard, so I can put them far away from the house and still see them.
Exactly. They're really cool that way.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to get some white ones. Crazy, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Yeah, why not, right? They'll just take over the back, less work for you to do later on.
Yeah, well, who knew the garden was going to be this big and I'd be this old and have to do so much work, but that's okay. Thank you for your help.
All right, Dick, you have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Daniel, we still have another call on the line.
We sure do. We've got Jan from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her rose bush.
All right. Oh, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
So I got a rose bush last year through the mail. My daughter lives in Florida. And so it looked dead, but I planted it in a pot and I nursed it. And not flowers, but leaves came up and it had a couple of stalks on it and everything. So I planted it in a corner sunny spot and a lot of compost and everything. And it was looking good last year when I planted it. And now I covered it up with salt marsh hay just to make sure mm-hmm. to protect it. And it looks dead now. And I'm not sure if I killed it or if it's just not waking up yet.
Well, so most likely it had to do with the weather that we had and just how all over the place it was, right? We did have some issues when it came to the weather. The weather has just been so all over the place that over the winter we had some of that time frame where it was so cold at one point where it just affected the plants so much, and the plants just didn't know what was going on. So you know, we had that time frame in January where Mount Washington had the record lows, right? That was one of the major issues. That whole area, just those 3 days, just cut into our plants. Then we had some warm days in February, March, and then all of a sudden it was cold again. And the weather was all over the place. And our plants just didn't know what day it was, what month it was, what just anything about it. And so what was happening is our plants started to form, started to wake up, started to start moving the sap, if you will, on the inside of the plant. And then it got really, really cold again, just out of nowhere. And so what happened was it shocked our plants completely to the point where it could have killed some of them, right? So what I want you to do with that rose is I want you to check the branching, the lower parts, all over, and see if there's still green behind the branching, right? If there is still green, that's good. That's a good thing. We want to make sure that is the green. So that means it is it is living, right? If it's all brown to the base, unfortunately, it is not living any longer. What I would look at doing is if it is still green, which is the hope, fertilizing it with like a rose tone, a rose fertilizer to help boost it, give it something for the spring, to try and push it out of its dormancy. I'm not sure I would, you'd have to really look at the plant itself and see if that was the issue or what was going on.
I'm not sure if this plant, because she ordered it from Florida, if maybe this plant is not for this climate. So I guess maybe I should look up the name to see if that's the case. But I have one more question.
Sure.
I have a huge, huge lilac bush, and I meant to cut it back after the flowers passed and forgot. So I'm wondering, can I do it now? And will
you still
it bloom
have,
next year?
Yeah, you still have some time. I mean, it should have only finished blooming, 4 or 5 weeks ago, maybe less than that, probably like, 4 weeks ago, maybe a little bit less, but I think you'll be fine, right? It's just, you don't want to start pruning it like in the fall or midsummer. I'd say is if you can wait if it's been a couple weeks, I think you'd be okay. Honestly, I think it'll work out.
It's like 12 feet high. Can I cut it mm-hmm. by half?
I would try not to cut it by half. I think sometimes when it goes to half, it can shock the plant too much. So I would look at doing maybe just at least a third, maybe a little bit more, getting closer to the half, but I wouldn't do a full half.
Okay. All right. And that's just, it. Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Daniel, who's up next?
Well, we've got Joe from New Hampshire. He's got a question about his summer sweet plant and then a question about blueberries.
All right. Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
This winter, the heavy snow on my summer sweet plant opened it up like a bowl. It's 25 years old. It's got about a 4 foot base, and it just all the it was about 4 foot tall. So all the branches just leaned over, and they're about a foot off the ground now. But it's growing new shoots in the center of the bowl. So I'm wondering if I can just should I trim the plants, the outer plants, the outer stems, about halfway, or should I just come down to the ground and let the new growth take over?
So I'd prune some of the outside just to be safe on it, just to make sure you can get some things done with it. I think that I wouldn't go all the way to the ground. I would look to go I'd probably do half on the sides there just because of the fact that I think going too far might just make it look not look great. The thing with the summer sweet is they do bloom on new wood, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's a bonus. So that means even pruning is going to help. You could still see some flowers. It's not going to affect it, right? So take a look at doing, I'd say by half, and build from there. I'd also, have you fertilized it all this spring?
No, I have not.
Okay. I would look at using like a plant tone fertilizer on there just to, help with some of the shock that the plant's been going through and to help build up some of its, nutrients that are in there. That way that the plant can pull those nutrients when you've cut it back. To help push it to have some new growth this year so that it doesn't, show signs of shock and that type of thing.
Okay, how much fertilizer should I apply?
So how big is this one again? I'm sorry.
The base of the root is about 3 to 3.5 feet wide.
3.5 feet wide?
Yes.
How tall?
About 4.5 feet.
Okay, well, that's pretty big. You said it's an older one, right? Like a 25-year-old?
Yes.
Okay, so I can rent a car now perfectly. anyways, sorry. So for the shrub here, you're going to use 1 cup per foot of drip line diameter.
Okay.
So you said it's about 4 feet tall, 3 to 4 feet wide. So it actually says double the rate if the diameter is larger than 3 feet. So 1 cup, so we're calling it 4 feet. So you're going to use 8 cups, which is actually about, I think it's like 2 pounds. It's a little over 2 pounds, almost 3 pounds. So you could buy, like, if you just have one, you could buy a 4 pound bag of plant tone.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Now, shoots that are leaning way down to the ground, will they ever come back up, or they all be permanently bent?
So I think you're going to have to train it, and that's why I think the pruning is necessary. Because what will start to happen is I almost can guarantee that part of it's going to, shoot straight up now once you've cut it back and fill out that way. Another thing you could do just to help train it and get it stronger, you could actually go out and get like a big peony ring,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And you could place the peony ring, because a lot of the peony rings, the circle can come apart. You can go around it. Get one that's kind of, it will adapt the size. you can then put the circle around the base and kind of lift everything up, put the peony ring stakes into the ground to hold it, to kind of retrain it. Because it's been down for so long from the winter that it's trained itself to stay the way it is. Whereas okay. if we can retrain it by picking it up, building it up with like a peony ring, I think it'll definitely work for you.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you.
Another
question about blueberries.
Sure.
Is it too late to do another fertilizer early in April? Should I do it again now or wait?
What did you use? Just a soil acidifier? Did you use a Holytone?
Holytone.
You could do it again.
Okay.
You definitely could. It's going to need it. It definitely will need it, the help.
Okay. Now, the other question is, can I put black plastic down between your rows, or will that make it too hot?
Nope. That should work out. I do have to hit a break. I want to go over that a little bit more on the other side of the break, so hang tight with me. Everyone else, 855-660-4261.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You want to put down. Are you looking for the fabric or are you looking for plastic?
I'm looking for plastic. I put down fabric years ago and the weeds are just killing me.
Gotcha. You know, it's the black plastic, it's not going to heat up like the around it. What I would look at doing is maybe putting it down, putting a light layer of like a mulch maybe, so that you can, you know, kind of the reflection in that will kind of keep it going, but I think I don't see a problem, honestly, with it. I don't think it's going to heat it up too much. I really think you'll be okay.
Is there a certain distance I should stay away from the plants, maybe a foot or two away from the plant?
Yeah, give or take, depending upon, you know, what you're putting it to. But I think a foot or two, it would be fine.
Okay. Super. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate the help.
All right, Joe. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from South Carolina. He's got a question about poison ivy or poison oak.
All right, Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. So my side yard is a fairly large area, and it has a slope to it. So what we did was, I guess the best way to explain it is almost to say that we built like a terrace. And in that terrace, we put foliage, whether it be ivy or hawthorns. So the idea was to stop the rain from eroding down that slope. So this spring, that whole area has just the poison ivy and poison oak really has just taken over that area. Is there any way to single out the poison ivy or poison oak without hurting the other plants that are there?
It's there's not something you could just spray over the top, right, and just kill those. It would be something that you'd have to almost, if you could somehow just spray the plant itself and get on the foliage, you would, you could eradicate it. There is a product from Bonite called Poison Ivy, Poison Oak Killer would be fine to use to spray it. The thing that you might look at doing, they're probably intermingled with all the other plants, right?
It is, yes.
It's not easy. It's not like one of those where we could just say this is what it is. If you could somehow just kind of clean up the, cut back the poison ivy just a little bit, get gloves, all these things, cut it back just a little bit and almost paint on the chemical onto the cut branches, that will kill that back versus, a topical spray over everything. A topical spray over everything is going to kill everything, unfortunately. There's no singling it out. There's no, it's not as simple as that, unfortunately. I wish we could do that.
I wish we could do that.
Yeah. There's a little bit of work to it on it. I would say, if you could, I'm trying to think of something that you could put over like a sprayer. You'd have to get like a pump sprayer where sometimes they have like it almost looks like a cone that would go on the end. So it kind of doesn't allow the spray to go out. It just goes straight down or where it is. So I would look at using something like that and come to the conclusion that maybe not all, you might have to kill some of the other herbaceous plants that are there in order to thrive, let the rest thrive. I think that might be part of it. And just kind of get the bigger pieces out so that it'll control some of the runners and everything else trying to come around and get to the other areas of your garden.
You got it. Okay. All right. So the gist is no easy fix.
No easy fix, unfortunately. I wish there was.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Richard. Have a great rest of your day. We're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.